Most of the people who come to see Nero Wolfe by appointment, especially from as far away as Nebraska, show some sign of being in trouble. But that one didn't. With his clear, unwrinkled skin and alert brown eyes and thin, straight mouth, he didn't even look his age. I knew his age, 61. When a telegram had come from James R. Harold, Omaha, Nebraska, asking for an appointment Monday afternoon, of course I had checked on him. He was sole owner of the Harold Hardware Company, wholesale, a highly respected citizen, and rated at over half a million. A perfect prospect for a worthy fee if he had real trouble. Seeing him had been a letdown. From his looks, he might merely be after a testimonial for a gadget to trim orchid plants. He had settled back comfortably in the red leather chair. "I guess," he said, "I'd better tell you why I picked you." "As you please," Wolfe muttered from behind his desk. For half an hour after lunch, he never gets above a mutter unless he has to. Harold crossed his legs. "It's about my son. I want to find my son. About a month ago, I put ads in the New York papers, and I contacted the New York police, and..." "What's the matter?"
"Nothing. Go on."
It was not nothing. Wolfe had made a face. I, at my desk, could have told Harold that unless his problem smelled like real money, he might as well quit right there. One man who had made contact a verb in that office had paid an extra $1,000 for the privilege, though he hadn't known it. Harold looked doubtful. Then his face cleared. "Oh, you don't like poking in a police matter, but that's all right. I've been keeping after the Missing Persons Bureau, Lieutenant Murphy. And I've run some more newspaper ads in the personals, but they've got no results at all. And my wife was getting impatient about it. So I phoned Lieutenant Murphy from Omaha and told him I wanted to hire a private detective agency and asked him to recommend one. He said he couldn't do that, but I can be pretty determined when I want to. And he gave me your name. He said that on a job like finding a missing person, you yourself wouldn't be much because you were too fat and lazy, but that you had two men, one named Archie Goodwin and one named Saul Panzer, who were tops for that kind of work. So I wired you for an appointment." Wolfe made the noise he uses for a chuckle and moved a finger to indicate me.
"This is Mr. Goodwin. Tell him about it."
"He's in your employ, isn't he?"
"Yes, my confidential assistant."
"Then I'll tell you. I like to deal with principals. My son Paul is my only son. I have two daughters. When he graduated from college, the University of Nebraska, I took him into my business, wholesale hardware. That was in 1945, 11 years ago. He had been a little wild in college, but I thought he would settle into the harness, but he didn't. He stole $26,000 of the firm's money, and I kicked him out.